Hello and welcome to the GGW H2H title round recording. This is between Ravi and PK for the head-to-head marbles. Ravi, I guess I'll start with you on this one. First, let me make it perfectly clear that I loved the intensity of your piece. Usually I'm not a fan of ridiculous word repetition, but this time, every utterance of the word pretty from my lips made things sound more psychotic and piercing than I expected. I found myself caught up in the punch of your work, and that aspect is truly impressive. PK, your story was amazing. It wasn't over the top, and I'm not sure I could categorize it as totally unpredictable, but it showcased your writing talent and was appropriate for the audience. Also known as me. When it comes to the decision for this round, I have to give it to PK. Ravi, despite your intensity, I don't really see the prompt relevance, and in all honesty, neither of you really hit the point of the prompt directly on the head. It was all about the bridge between your reality and your imagination, not necessarily your characters. On the other hand, PK's character captured that point exactly. That reality was encrypted in his imagination, and at the end of the day, when it comes to the deciding moment, your piece was remarkably memorable and has a wide variety of applications. I could see it as a fun read, I could see it in a philosophy class, I could see my friends enjoying it, I could see it published, I could see it on the site. Do you get my fucking point? It's rare, given my crazy ass life, that I remember anything for days in such clarity. But your work has remained in my head, and it will probably stay there for quite some time. Bottom line, it's a proud piece for the portfolio. So, now what? What the fuck do we do? Well, you two get to do it all over again. The final round will be for that GGW champion title. I decided to give the prompt in this last round, just in case we actually got to this moment. I want your final piece to be Anything Goes. Lay your fucking soul on the pages. The only thing left for you to do is to prove to me why you deserve to have this slice of AGWC history. Why should 2010 be yours? Once again, getting to the bottom line here. I want you to fuck my mind. That's right. In a sense, I guess you could kind of look at it as a prompt. You can write about anything you want, but you would goddamn better fuck my mind. I'll put it to you like this. A long time ago, and not really all that long ago, but a long time ago, relatively, someone asked me, when you write an essay, what do you go for? Like, what's your purpose? I guess is a good way of saying it. And I was told, these people that would ask me this, it's all about the conclusion. And if the conclusion doesn't leave you motherfucking speechless, it's useless. So, when it comes to this point, if you don't bare your souls to me, there are going to be problems. You need to put the exclamation point on the summer. Few people have made it to this point. Few people have made it to this point with such consistently awesome sets of work. And I'll just be really honest with both of you. There have been many great GGW champions over the past 4 fucking years. But I have never seen a portfolio set like the ones, or the one, sure, whatever, compound singular, whatever, that I've seen this summer. You know, Lewis even asked me the other night who I thought was going to win. You know, I don't fucking know. I mean, when I look at it and when I look at the analysis, I guess these are my positive points. PK, you have the technical know-how when it comes to writing to just blow people's minds. It's pretty damn clear, even though you came in around late, that you know your literary shit. And for Ravi, the consistency in your work set is astounding. I mean, I've had champions completely bomb around and still come back to win, and you have been spot on every fucking round. So I know that we're in this position where we're going to have one winner and someone has to lose or shit like that. But everyone, including those of you who have already been eliminated from this opportunity, should take pride in your work over the summer. I saw a lot of improvement from people. A lot of people came in. Kate, I mean, you certainly come to mind. You came in. Just, you were a noob. You were green. Totally green. And just in a few months, you stepped up your game. And that's something to take away from the summer. It's a wonderful experience. And that's what it's all about. So I've rambled on that shit long enough. Now I'm going to ramble on some more. Because I fucking can. I have a cold. Deal with it. The first season of the Anything Goes Writing League is set to start at the beginning of October. I'm kind of debating, given the fact that GGW is effectively closed at this point, aside from this last round, whether or not I want to start something on the side. Right now, I'm kind of leaning against it, just because I actually want to set up some things for the league before shit hits the fan. But I'm just throwing it out there to all of you. This is a different experience for the Writing Contest Forum. We're expanding our horizons. More contests are going to be included. It's a great unification effort, I guess you could call it if you really want to. And, you know, other things are going to become available in the WC. There are crazy things going on behind iron curtains. Wow, you know, it's funny, because when I have a cold, I can get that creepy ass, you know, kind of like, hey, I'm going to kill you voice, but whatever. Beside the point. I hope that all of you continue to participate in these AGWL contests. As you can see from the front page, the Faulkner Prism is up for grabs next year, and it will be an honor to send that to some deserving writer when the time comes. So, that said, I'm going to try to send you off with the trademark without going into a coughing fit. Dig down deep. Let's try it. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!